Thanks for joining us in the trenches with Dave Lappin, brought to you by First Star Logistics. And Lou Anarumo is our guest once again. He's putting together a defense to be proud of. I'm telling you, defense played very, very sound down the stretch and in the playoffs. Huge reason why the Bengals went to Super Bowl 56. And he's got some new toys to play with, and he's going to have some new defensive packages. That three safety look is going to be very, very interesting to watch. This defense has got some talent. It's got some athleticism. It's got speed. It's got youth. Lou Anarumo talks about all of it. You're going to like it. Welcome to our conversation with Bengals defensive coordinator Lou Anarumo. You're in the trenches with Dave Lappin, brought to you by First Star Logistics. And coach, always a tough time of the year. You have guys that, first of all, appreciate you joining us, giving us some time, because I know it's busy. You got a lot of, you're balancing a lot of saucers and plates. You know, you're trying to do that balancing act. It's crazy today, isn't it?
It's always a hectic day. It's a tough day, as you mentioned, Lap, just because these guys have worked their butts off since they got here in April, and given their all to try to make the team.
Right.
And unfortunately, the numbers are the numbers. So it's not the easiest day.
And really, this is the beginning of it. You know, you've pared down to 53 men. Now there's procedural things. Okay, if I get this guy on the final roster and then put him on injury reserve and bring another guy back, it's less games, and all of those kind of things are going on. So the roster's in flux as such, particularly the back end of the roster could change over the next few days. And then also you have the 16-man practice squad that you're going to be after 24 hours, when guys clear waivers for 24 hours, you can start pulling guys back. That 16-man practice squad is a vital thing, isn't it?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, it's just so difficult to practice. Just with back in the day, four practice squad guys, whatever it was,
right.
And then they went up to 10, and now 16. So, or six practice, whatever it used to be. It makes everybody's job better, and it also gives guys more opportunities, which is a good thing.
No doubt. No question about it. So regulars or starters as such didn't play at all during the preseason, but got good work against the Rams for a couple of days. How do you feel about where your unit is right now? All hands are on deck in terms of health for the most part, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I feel good. We preached to them all preseason that the Rams practices was going to be their game. They've got well over 70, 80 snaps, upwards of 90, some of them in those two days.
Right.
So that's what the plan was, to do that. And, and we think we got some really good work against them. And, I feel like we're in good shape.
I guess Jesse's probably on some kind of list. There are so many lists, coach. I just can't keep them all straight. I mean, there's a list for everything, but the fact is you've got three safeties back in your defensive backfield room that can all play. I mean, Bates, Bell, and Dax Hill has shown himself. I mean, a guy that is creative as you are defensively, to have three safeties like that to mess with people, how excited are you?
Anytime you can add quality depth to a position, and then another potential piece to do certain things with, it just gives you more flexibility to, formulate a game plan. Each week will be different, as we know, but, I'm excited to see what Dax can do, given some of the roles we're going to give him.
And the thing about him is his intelligence. I mean, he's a guy not only physically can handle it, but mentally it's not too big for him either, is it?
Yeah, smart guy, works really hard at it. There's always the learning curve with rookies, and trying to make sure that we get to maximize his strengths and get him going in the right direction. But he's had a good preseason.
So on the back end, which is your expertise, your forte, and a lot of good players. I mean, a lot of guys had really, really strong camps. I mean, how hard was it to pare the roster down? And how many defensive backs would you like to see be able to get pulled back to your practice squad?
Well, as many as possible. I think that's we got to manage. Zach does a great job. Zach and Duke and does a great job of managing the roster. But those guys, you know, as soon as you get low at corner, it affects the whole team. And so we feel like we've got some depth there. You know, we're going to have to, move around. Cam, Taylor Britt didn't really do much in training camp. And so he's going to, when he does come back, it's going to be like training camp all over for him again. He's a ways away. We'll see how it goes. And we do have some guys there that we like, some guys that played well in preseason. And so we feel good about it.
What about Alan George, coach, the young college free agent out of Vanderbilt? Very, very sharp guy, not only football player, but I mean, married guy, seems to have his head on totally straight. Is he making the dance, or what's the situation with him?
Yeah. Happy what he did in the preseason, and it kind of warranted him a spot on our roster, especially with Cam being down.
Yep.
So again, there's just not a lot of corners out there, and he did a heck of a job for us. We felt like he got better since he showed up in April, and Coach Burks did a great job with him, getting him better. And, we feel like he did enough to make the team.
That's great. Anybody else, Coach, to report that, maybe played above expectations, or is it pretty much according to Hoyle at that point in time?
I think so. I mean, at this point, I think kind of you can pencil them all in and know what you're getting, and that's a good thing. With some of the guys, you go with the standard guys up front and the linebackers, who they are. It was nice to not have to worry about who's going to be the starting something. We kind of knew that. It's just kind of adding depth at certain positions.
So the battle that went on with Shelvin and Davis, how did that end up?
Both those guys will be practice squad eligible. Mm-hmm. So if they get claimed, they'll be on another team. But if not, we'd be hoping to get those guys back on practice squad.
Tell you, two guys that showed up, and it wasn't just one-hit wonders. They showed up in all preseason games that they played in, the two draft picks, Zach Carter and Jeff Gunter. Those guys should give you some good snaps, shouldn't they, Coach?
Yeah, I mean, Zach for sure. I think Jeffrey Gunter had some flash plays. He's still a ways away in my mind. I'm happy with in the direction that they're both heading. I see Zach early in the season really providing some relief for those guys inside and some potential pass rush on third down. We'll see how it goes with Jeffrey.
All right. Well, let's talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers. Can't stand them. And open with them in Cincinnati.
How about that?
Big division rival to start it off. And obviously they're going to have a little blood in their eye. They get spanked twice last year. So I'm sure they'll be up in the bit, as they say. Mm-hmm. How do you prepare, Coach, for a situation? You have a pretty good idea who's going to play quarterback, but he has never played quarterback in this system with this coaching staff, with this group. Do you scout tape of him in other systems? Do you just focus on what he's doing with Pittsburgh solely? What do you do? Do you try to project, they're going to have a quarterback run package with this guy? How do you project everything?
Well, there's certainly going to be some unknowns. That's just a part of the first game. That's why we have rules in our defense. So, we may not practice something, but there's our rules should be able to handle what the offense, designs. And while it may not be the best thing, it's not something where somebody should be running wide open or a gap is open in the run game. So there'll be some stuff that'll be new that we'll have to adjust to during the game. you know, I think, you know, Trubisky's done a good job where he's been in terms of, you know, being able to move out of the pocket, and he's got a strong arm. We know that. So, and Pickett had a really good preseason. So whoever it may be, we'll be ready, and we'll go from there.
Zach Taylor, the coordinators have been together the entire duration, coming into the fourth year here. You've got a lot of veteran players that have been together for a period of time now, but they're still young players in terms of their NFL career. They're still in their prime, in the early stages of their prime. How good is that cocktail? You know, missing the fact that they've been around together with the coaches, you know, all of that consistency and continuity, and they're still young bucks.
Yeah. It's great. It's great to have those kind of guys. I'll give you an example. We're playing the Giants, and it was early in the game, and Akeem Davis-Gaither was still in the game. And it was a TV timeout, and I thought that the Giants might run a certain play, we had the blitz in. We just hadn't done it the way I wanted to do it. So I called Akeem over. I said, "Hey, can you adjust it this way?" And he just said, "Yeah, no problem, coach." And because he had done it so many times, it was easy to set the front one way, set the blitz the other, and just run the play, run the particular defense. And I would never even think about doing that if we didn't have guys like that. So, we're never going to ask the player something to do that we don't practice. But when it's, hey, maybe setting a blitz one way and doing it slightly different, we got guys that can handle that kind of stuff, which is fantastic.
The last game against the Rams, now granted, you know, starters weren't playing, but I don't care. These are NFL players. I mean, they're the best in the world. That's why they're in these training camps. Pitch shutout for three quarters and only give up 7 points. How proud of you with the way that defense played. And in the second half, coach, I'm like, man, am I looking at the 70s with the 4-3 defense? You went 4-3 and didn't do much nickel stuff. I'm like, this is evaluation time here. And guys stepped up and really made plays for you, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah. We used that package some throughout the year when we have four down, three linebackers out there. We do some of that in certain situations against certain teams. So it was a way for us to practice it, to be honest, and give some guys different looks at different spots. And, it worked out. It was nice. It was good to see the guys adjust that way.
Yeah, it really was. It was something to see the way they handled everything. So the way the NFL is now, Labor Day weekend, the league is shut down. Nobody's playing. So now you still have 2 weeks before the opener against the Steelers. How much have you done in terms of game plan? Have you dabbled a little bit with things during the preseason you might want to take a look at? Are you just saying, I'm going to put together a game plan just like I normally do, not even this week, but it's going to, you know, I'll start with stuff this week and really introduce it next week? How do you not over-prepare for the Pittsburgh Steelers, I guess?
Yeah, we got a good system in place on how we do it. We'll take a situation here or two this week, first and second down, kind of knock it out tomorrow and Thursday, and then kind of rinse and repeat again next week. It's really the same format there. You don't want to get going on them too early, because then it becomes monotonous for the players, you know. But, you know, we have been sprinkling some concepts in that are Steeler-friendly, Steeler things that they like to do. So we've been showing them some of the things in practice, in the walkthroughs and things like that, all the way through camp. But not a ton of it, but just enough to kind of, you know, whet their appetite a little bit.
You know, when the Super Bowl 16 season, we had an offensive coordinator named Lindy Infante and a defensive coordinator by the name of Hank Bulla, the doctor of defense, and both of them were very creative. And I remember vividly, we'd show up on Wednesday and like, what do we got, man? What do these guys come up with now? Players were so excited about it. I sense the same thing that you've got going with your players. It's like, they're like, coach has got us doing something cool here. What are we looking at? What are we doing? Is that accurate? Is that feeling accurate? I mean, do you feel your players are like excited on Wednesday when you introduce your game plan to them?
I think they're anxious to know what, you know, what their jobs are going to be that week. Sometimes they change, you know. So yeah, I think there's some, I'd like to think for sure that they're excited, no doubt. What are the coaches coming up with this week? But I think they know the core of what we're going to be, and just how we adjusted slightly here and there each game week will be, is what they most look forward to. And, you know, we got some smart guys that are studying the tape, and, you know, I had some, you know, they got a little taste of last against the Rams. I had Vaughn, Mike Hilton and Jermaine Pratt were kind of standing next to me in the second half with game plan sheets, kind of giving me some suggestions for calls during the last game. And you know, they came away with saying, boy, that's a lot of information you got to process pretty quickly. So it gave them a little bit of an appreciation of, you know, what it takes to do that on a Sunday. I said, well, it's a lot easier for you guys just go out there, see the ball, go get the ball, don't you think? And they laughed. So they are not ready to coach. They're ready to play for sure.
You know, Coach, that's unbelievable. And that kind of leads me to the one thing that I've noticed with this coaching staff and this group of players that you've assembled now, the lines of communication between all the coaches and the players, and then the players to the coaches and the coaches to the players, it's all wide open. Mm-hmm. And players feel like our coaches respect what we're seeing, what we're thinking, what we're feeling. We can give them information. We want to get information from them. It's like a total ownership thing. It's like everybody's buying in because – I mean, everybody respects what each other's, you know, seeing and talking about. And that's powerful. That's powerful when everybody's got that feeling, that sense. And I respect you for it. I mean, I that's the way it should be in a perfect world.
Yeah. I mean, they know, first of all, I appreciate that. I just think, again, Zach and has created an environment where, you know, the guys, like you said, feel empowered to be able to give their information. And they know sometimes it could be, all right, hey, listen, there's no gray area here.
Right.
This is how we're doing it. And and then other times they'll be, well, how do you guys see this? And sometimes we'll listen, sometimes we won't. But it's within the system. It's not like they're coming up with some play that they just did on Madden last night and saying, hey, let's try this. You know,
right.
Not that. It's a maybe a certain technique or, you know, whatever. So we got smart guys. I like listening to smart people.
Let me get you out of here on this, Coach, and appreciate you carving the time because I know
no problem.
This is a hectic day. All right. Let me ask Lou Anarumo himself. What would you like people around the league, when they think of your defense, what are two or three traits that you would like to come to people's mind first when they're thinking about a Lou Anarumo coach defense?
You know, I think there's three specific things that we talk to our guys about all the time, and it's always about being physical, being the most physical team on the field, being a team that is smart, that doesn't hurt themselves. They're going to be in the right place. They're not exposed in any one area, and then they're playing fast. You know, those three things: physical, smart, and fast defense. If you can do that. You know, and it branches off into so many areas of, you know, you're smart. That means you're situationally sound. You know, you've got all those little details, and you know, we pride ourselves on that, and hopefully it won't ever come up and bite us.
Yeah, and if you're smart, you can play fast because there's no hesitancy, no indecision, man. You're on top of all of it, Coach. Great stuff as always. Really respect what you do and how you do it. I know your players think the world of you, and they should. Appreciate your time.
My pleasure, my friend. Good to see you as always. And just text me next time we're up and running.
There we go.
See you, buddy.
Put together a good one for those Steelers.
Will do.
All right, man. Thank you.
Dave Lapham here. And every day I am grateful for my experience to have played professional football. As a player, I realize self-motivation, leadership, and appreciating your teammates are key. At First Star Logistics, you can use those same attributes to create the life you want for you and your family. Build your future by working hard, like I did. You'll see results both on and off the field. Call First Star Logistics today and be part of our winning team.